8 ropes altogether. I had 4. Azar had 4. Each rope was hooked up to a homemade noisemaker out in front of Jorgensen's bunker. 8 ammo cans filled with rifle cartridges. Simple devices, but they worked. I waited a moment, and then, very gently, I gave all 4 of my ropes a little tug. Delicate, nothing loud. If you weren't listening hard, you might have missed it. But Jorgensen was listening. At the first low rattle, his silhouette seemed to freeze. Another rattle, Azar this time. We kept at it for 10 minutes, staggering the rhythm. Noise. Silence. Noise. Gradually building the tension. Squinting down at Jorgensen's position, I felt a swell of immense power. It was a feeling the VC must have, like a puppeteer. Yank on the ropes, watch the silly wooden soldier jump and twitch. It made me smile. One by one, in sequence, I tugged on each of the ropes, and the sounds came flowing back at me with a soft, indefinite formlessness. A rattlesnake, maybe, or the creak of a trap door, or footsteps in the attic, whatever you made of it. In a way, I wanted to stop myself. It was cruel, I knew that, but right and wrong were somewhere else. This was the spirit world. I heard myself laugh. And then presently, I came unattached from the natural world. I let the hinges go. Eyes closed, I seemed to rise up out of my own body and float through the dark down to Jorgensen's position. I was invisible. I had no shape, no substance. I weighed less than nothing. I just drifted. It was imagination, of course, but for a long while I hovered there over Bobby Jorgensen's bunker. As if through dark glass I could see him, lying flat in his circle of sandbags, silent and scared, listening. Rubbing his eyes, telling himself it was all a trick of the dark, muscles tight, ears tight. I could see it. Now, at this instant, he'd glance up at the sky, hoping for a moon or a few stars, but no moon. No stars. He'd start talking to himself. He'd try to bring the night into focus, willing coherence, but the effort would only cause distortions. Out beyond the wire, the paddies would seem to swirl and sway. The trees would take human form. Clumps of grass would glide through the night like sappers. Funhouse country, trick mirrors and curvatures and pop-up monsters. "Take it easy," he'd murmur. "Easy, easy, easy." But it wouldn't get any easier. I could actually see it. I was down there with him, inside him. I was part of the night. I was the land itself. Everything, everywhere. The fireflies and paddies, the moon, the midnight rustlings, the cool phosphorescent shimmer of evil. I was atrocity. I was jungle fire, jungle drums. I was the blind stare in the eyes of all those poor dead dumbfuck ex-pals of mine. All the pale young corpses, Lee Strunk and Kiowa and Kurt Lemon. I was the beast on their lips. I was Nam, the horror, the war.
This ends Disc 5.